He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Tuesday, May 26th. Texans were back in action after the Memorial Day holiday. And while they had defensive end Antonio Smith with them, Smith had missed a week because of a hamstring injury. Now, for other questions on the other side of the ball, the big one has been, who's going to be the running back to complement Steve Slayton? Right now, the Texans have two options. It's Ryan Moats and Chris Brown. Now, Chris Brown spent last year on the injured reserve list with a back injury. He also has been hampered with knee injuries throughout his career. So really, is he durable enough to be that complement back? Well, right now the Texans are testing that out. Brown is 100% healthy and he's looked pretty good in OTA so far. And he thinks he can be the one. Here's Brown talking about that after practice.
I'm doing pretty good, feeling good, just getting a refresher course on this offense, and I'm doing pretty good, I feel like.
How's it helping?
Oh, I'm 100%, and I'll be just going out there trying to compete.
Yeah, so in the offseason, we asked Rich Smith, you know, they didn't draft a big running back, but we already have a big running back, Chris Brown.
You know, it shows that they have confidence in what I can do when I'm out there, when I'm healthy, and that's just the main goal, stay healthy and everything else take care of itself.
Now, head coach Gary Kubiak does think that Brown has that potential, especially because of his body size. Brown's the bigger back that the Texans are looking for. He's got height, speed, and he can also fit into the Texans' one-cut scheme. Now, the question is, again, can he remain durable? Well, head coach Gary Kubiak said right now that Brown has been actually not limited at all in any practice situations. They try to limit him, but Brown won't allow them. And Kubiak thinks that Brown really could fit that mold that the Texans are looking for.
Well, yeah, we do. We think he's a fine football player. You know, we got in a situation last year where his back gave him problems in camp, and, of course, you know, he doesn't play. Chris is a fine player. If he can stay in one piece and stay healthy, I mean, he can help this team. Is exactly what we need as a complement for our size and those type of things and experience. He's here, and we're definitely counting on him to help this football team. The good news for him, we were going to modify our program for him a little bit this off season. He won't let us. He's done everything everybody else has done, and he's holding up well, so that's a good sign.
Jared, with healthy, what can he bring?
Well, he's showed in this league he can have some big games, and also he should be a good short yardage player for us. But, you know, like I say, Chris is, when he has been healthy and been out on the field in this league, he's been successful. The question is keeping him healthy, and if we can work him with Steve, we should be able to do that.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.